A Japanese Dream in 79 Letters. An epistolary novel by Martin Glimmer. This is episode 12 out of 14. The text will be read by a machine. Therefore you may notice some mispronunciation, from time to time, especially when foreign languages are involved, like French, German, Dutch, and so on. And there is another item I want to bring to your attention, because the letters were written by a Japanese native speaker, and were given to me, to publish them as they are. It may occur that you will hear some semantic or idiomatic errors. However, the text can be understood easily and you will not be disappointed about that, I guess. 65th Letter. Kyoto, November 1, 1976. Dear Hubert, thank you very much for your letter and the Book of Bataille. Both have arrived at the same time. I'm so glad to have it, and it is really such a delight to get a book by email. But did the bookshop send it to me directly? I don't think so. And I'm also very glad to hear that you are quite all right now. These days, I sometimes imagine your very cold winter, which you had last year. When writing to you in this cold season, it seems to me as if there didn't exist that summer, and I feel I'm repeating this year after year. I believe it's because of the autumnal season, which agitates me and makes me speak a lot of nonsense, just as Masoltin Kimu, Lay Trenje, killed the Arab because of the heat of the sun. Now, I'm in the last chapter of this book, and I'll start J. Bataille a couple of days later. Is Histoire de Loyal an independent story from other stories in this book? Aren't you yet in the high spirits, like in last June? I think life has made us too lonely. I recently feel like sharing this loneliness with the person whom I love. I thought in Utrecht that solitude becomes me, and now I am living in the almost complete solitude, apart from my family. I want to have my own castle, alone with somebody with whom I feel like living together. But it won't be realized, because I am an especially difficult person. I'm going to sit for the exams of three universities in all, but today I phoned up one of them to know that it doesn't accept a dissertation rewritten. I'll have to present my old graduation thesis if I want to sit for the exam. It was a shock to me, to some extent, because that old one is out of the question, in my opinion. I'm getting a very pessimistic view of the result of all those exams. But still, I'll go on living, for the time being. You said that you're not yet sure if you go on staying in Holland. But have you already thought out an alternative? I'm a little bit surprised that you were caught by the police because of ignoring the traffic light. Isn't the spot in question the traffic light quite near the bridge, on the way to the Mensa, where you used to ignore it? Now I'm losing all the confidences in the exams. But till the end of January, I'll have to do a lot of things. I have to read an English linguistic book and, maybe, an anthology of poetry. Sometimes I'm almost overwhelmed by the nostalgia for Europe. By the way, your TV is still all right? So, here I'll terminate this a little bit gloomy letter. Hope to hear from you soon. Namiko. 66th Letter. Kyoto, November 12, 1976. Dear Hubert, I hope you've not forgotten me already. I'm reading J. Bataille's Histoire de Loyal. When I first read it, I couldn't get used to his way of writing and to what he writes. But now I'm quite used to it, so it doesn't disturb my senses much. But still, I imagine if it is put on in a movie or in a theater, I couldn't watch it. Or if I read it in the Japanese version, if it's already translated here or not, I don't know. I'll give it up after several pages. But thanks to my lack of French knowledge, I can manage it without getting into much trouble. By the way, do you know the meaning of foutre in a noun form? My French dictionary is not detailed enough to read George Bataille. But I still don't know why you like him so much. Anyway, His book shows me a new, but quite unusual world, which I haven't known of, so far, and of which I haven't even imagined, that it existed in this world. Well, these days, I'm quite shutting out myself, from the world. Though, I've had more than 20 winters in my life, I shrink away, whenever the cold season comes. But, maybe, in Japan, it's warmer, than in Europe, in autumn, for the other night, when I watched TV, a girl from Ireland said, that it's much warmer in Japan. She is a singer, named Dina or something, do you know her? Now, I'm again hesitating, whether I should leave my parents' home next spring, or not. In fact, I do feel like leaving it, but it will cost me a lot of money. I'd rather save the money, to be spent for that purpose, for my next trip to Europe, because I'm eager to stay in Europe, at least for 1 year, next time. And I want to realize this dream, before I become 30. But still, my parents' house bothers me, except for the point, that I can study, there, quite comfortably. And I haven't any interest, in any other city, in Japan, except Kobe. But on the other hand, I feel, it's high time for me, to leave here, otherwise I'll be rotten. When I entered the university, I didn't, because, I thought then, in the same way as now. When I left the university, I thought again in the same way, seeing more advantages than disadvantages in staying at home. And next year, this will be the last chance for my great decision. If I miss that chance, I'm afraid, I'll never be able to do it. But still, I hesitate, and hesitate, though there are still a few months' time to decide. So to speak, I'm fallen into a dilemma. And there's another dilemma, the freedom, or the marriage. Though, at the moment, I don't have any intention to marry, nor is there, yet, any suitable partner. I sometimes feel so urgently, that I want a companion to talk with, to live with, because life is so short, and too lonely, to be endured alone. As a matter of fact, I've lost much interest in suicide. Life is not worthwhile for one human being, to be suffered at so intensely, it's too meaningless, to be given a suicide. So I want to enjoy it, at least, while young. And after that, I have no hope. Thus I concluded, but this isn't a final conclusion, and maybe, I'll choose suicide, someday, suddenly. My sister-in-law is now in Kyoto, waiting for her childbirth, after 1 month. Today, she came to my house. I have nothing to talk about, with her, so I don't go downstairs. Last week, when she and her husband stayed here, I deliberately refused to see her, enduring upstairs my natural urgency, to piss, for a couple of hours, and having, neither breakfast, nor lunch. It was unusual for me, I know, but sometimes, I just can't stand, even to see her face. After they gone, my mother accused me, so severely, for my behavior, though, I protested, that I didn't bother them a bit, it's they, who bothered me, a lot. I don't think, what I did, was absolutely right, nor do I mean, to make an excuse of myself. But at least, I think, they have no right to accuse me, as far as I didn't bother them, at all. I feel, it's rather me, who is a victim, but I don't say anything about that. And, at one time, my mother complained, that I don't call my sister-in-law, a sister. I call her names, and I can't make myself call her my sister, merely because of the legal relations. And when she parted, her husband, they must live separately, for a few months, I don't think, she felt sorry, in any sense. It's because they didn't marry out of love. For her, it seems, parting her husband is nothing. I know very well, that you don't like this subject about my so-called sister, but it's only you, that I can talk to, about this, for I've stopped, washing our dirty linen, in public. So please, spare me. I'm quite all right, though I'm chronically depressed, in fact. Since I don't hear from you, for quite a while, I wonder, if you are away from Utrecht, or too busy, or too depressed again. I don't hope, either of these. Hope to hear from you soon. Namiko. 67th letter. Kyoto, November 16, 1976. Dear Hubert, thank you very much for your letter. Since I hadn't get any for 2 weeks, I was worrying if something happened to you. Last night, before going to sleep, I hit upon an ominous idea that you committed suicide. But this afternoon, I came home from Osaka to find your letter in the letterbox, and I'm so glad that you're feeling very fine again. So, you seem to recover, at last your healthy self, which should be your attribute. Well, last Sunday, my canary died. He was with us nearly for 13 years. A couple of hours before his death, I saw him at the edge of the food box, plunging his head in his body, motionless. My father discovered him, falling down on the floor, in front of the food box. His legs were already stiff, and his closed eyelids are quite wrinkled. But the orange and white color of his feather still looked so fresh, as if he were still alive. But his body was already cold. We buried him under the soil, and my father gave him some water, over the soil. I think it was better for him to die because he looked so weak these days and looked painful. But whenever I pass the empty place where he used to be, I feel really lonely. For, whatever a small creature it may be, if you live with it for such a long time, you can't help feeling lonely for its death. I think he got already blind shortly before his death, for he couldn't land on the perching stick exactly, and at one time he perched on my hand, thinking it was his stick. Even now, when the evening comes, I unconsciously find his cloth to cover his cage with. So, this is the story about my canary. I imagined how my parents will grieve if I die. Death is such a hard reality. I can really feel that it's an eternal journey. Recently, I was terribly in a low temper, but today, I went to Osaka, and I could have a good relaxation. So, now, I'm in a very good mood. Your letter doubled it. At the institute in Osaka, I heard that one Japanese lady got a MA degree in literature at Dublin University after 2 years' study there. I think she studied extremely hard. A couple of years ago, she also attended Oxford Summer School at Sir Merville College. She was financed by that institute for 2 years. Today, I bought 3 books, spending about 40 guilders. By the way, have you heard, recently, from Miss Dr. Murray? Myself, I haven't written her any letter since I came back. About George Bataille, I'm still halfway through it. Do you think it's a really beautiful book? It looks too small. Just now Marcel hung herself. I don't think the boy doesn't love either Simone nor Marcel. Is it really George Bataille's view that at the top of love comes death? Anyway, his book is too realistic. As for the Japanese movie you mentioned in your last letter, I heard of that once. The reason why it has a French title is probably that Enoshima produced it in France, and maybe it's still prohibited to put it on here in Japan. He is a very famous movie producer here in Japan as well. Incidentally, has any of Bataille's works ever been put into a movie? I think I'm fairly enjoying reading Bataille. I think if I compare him, I'll become more fond of D.H. Lawrence. He seems to be more orthodox. Because the book is the one which you send me with your sign, I appreciate it all the more. I'll take care of it far better than any other book in my collections. Now, I'm a little bit troubled because it seems that there are very few universities which will accept a rewritten thesis. If there doesn't exist any at all, I feel like giving up taking any exam. I'm not yet sure. As a matter of fact, I've already written 20 pages for about 2 months, though I have to check it more thoroughly. I'm really getting angry about the absurdity of the Japanese university systems. But most probably, I'll sit for one or two exams, whether they accept the rewritten one or not. Have you absolutely decided to continue to stay in Holland? Though it is certainly worthwhile to accomplish one thing, don't you think it's a little bit unpleasant to pursue the thing that you don't like much? From you, I really learnt a lot. You're always trying to seek a better way, but do you think that your way, which you're seeking, is getting seen more clearly and fixed? Or, I wonder, if we have to keep trying to find the way, if we don't want to be satisfied with one thing, all our life. But I think that it will be more difficult to change one thing as we grow older, so we have to do it while young. On the other hand, we can't absolutely draw a line in our life which decides to stop seeking. Maybe I'm still seeking too much in life. Maybe I'm an irreparable idealist. But anyway, enjoy yourself as much as you can. And take care of yourself, lest you should catch a cold. Namiko. P.S. An Englishman, living in Japan, said that whenever he comes back to England, he catches hay fever. 68th letter. Sunday, November 21, 1976. Dear Hubert, I've just finished George Bataille's Histoire de l'Oil. Well, I was most moved by the passage where they found the priest with his Verge Rose E. Jure, after Simone's confession. Three of them, the narrator, Simone, and Sir Edmund, seem very cruel, in a way, but they are also a little bit comical. But the scenes after her confession in the church were too much for me. It was almost unreal, but what is curious about this book is that it is real, and at the same time unreal. I think it was brilliant of J. Bataille to say in the book that the sacred bread is sperm of Christ, and the wine is urine. I've never known such a complete, terrible atheist as Bataille. I don't know much about his career and background. The literary dictionary that I consulted doesn't mention any of his novels, but only his essays. So, I imagine that the present age emphasizes only his erotic aspect. I'll read other two stories contained in the pocketbook. But after finishing Histoire de l'Oil, I found, bitterly, that my French knowledge is, by far, insufficient. Will you tell me what un camp de torture is like? There is one more thing that I want to ask you. Will you explain the literary term, Erlebte, reader, to me? I think it's German. It's nothing to do with Bataille, though. Incidentally, I have to correct what I said about that Japanese movie. It's now put on, even in Kyoto. But I have no intention to see it. And it was produced by Japan and France, cooperatively. Well, now, the social atmosphere is a little bit exhilarating because of the coming election in Japan. Are you going to skate on the canal this year? Is there already ice there? I sometimes feel like coming back in your pocket again. When I'm in Japan, I long for being abroad. I'm now reading a book about Japan, one after another, written both by the Japanese and by the foreigners. I want to establish my self-identity. Although my ideal is to be a cosmopolitan, it's so unsteady to wander between two or more than two different cultures. I like European culture so much. If you say that you're in the center of the world, I wouldn't be angry anymore. But I can't deny Japan completely, because it is my home country. It's almost one's instinct to defend it in one way or the other. I think I'm quite involved in Europe. The Japanese people, without much interest in it, will never know such a bunch of complex and confusing emotions and thoughts about Japan and Europe, or the world, as I have daily. In that sense, they haven't changed since 100 years before. Their smaller universe is perfect by itself, and they're content with their little world. Though, nowadays, people here in Japan seem to be much dissatisfied with the society. I found out that it's not only me but almost all the Japanese, who have been abroad, that speak fiercely ill of Japan. But on the other hand, the people, who are satisfied with Japan, never know the splendor and beauty of the other world. So I'm both lucky and unlucky. To feel things as the Europeans do is very difficult, or almost impossible for me, but I'm fortunate that it helps me approach it, little by little, by seeing things through your eyes. So, in that respect, you're essential to me. Recently, I read in the paper that the EC is regarding Japan as their potential enemy in the economical world. I think it's partly due to the geographical distance, lack of true understanding. The paper says that it suits their convenience to do so, for they can regard neither the United States nor the Middle East as their potential enemy. So, I'm quite all right, at least for today. I hope everything is going well with you, too. Namiko. 69th Letter. Kyoto, November 23, 1976. Dear Hubert, thank you very much for your letter, 16th. Today is our national holiday. I slept till noon. It's quite chilly, recently, but it's not, yet, a real winter. I'm now reading George Bataille's Madame Edwarda. Have you read that, too? It's not only because it's written in French that I read his book. It's chiefly because it's a recommendation book by you. I came to feel that his book gives me a kind of catharsis to my suppressed emotions. Days are flying away terribly fast. Although every day is almost the same, and during a day I sometimes feel bored, days are disappearing into God knows where, ceaselessly. I can't seize the reality. Even if knowing what I'm doing now, concretely, it wouldn't make any sense if it is seen in a wider perspective. I think to live comfortably depends upon how successfully one can deceive oneself. My mother once said that if I don't want to adapt myself to the customs and tradition here, there's no other way than to leave here. But I'm afraid, wherever I may go, as long as I'm in Japan, things will be the same, fundamentally. As for marriage, how can you declare so certainly that you think you will never marry? You will never know. It's likely that you'll change your mind if you meet your ideal woman in the future. If that's your way of discouraging me from thinking of you, you needn't say that anymore. I'm trying not to ask you any unreasonable things. But after all, whatever you may say, my habit of thinking of you would not be changed for the time being. Though it's me who suggested first to break up our relation, I changed my mind, and now I think it's so painful to break it up so suddenly and completely. It is as if breaking one little precious dream that I got after a long time. There's no assurance that I'll pass the exams next February. I hope I will. But I feel there's something more important than the success of the exams. Maybe I'm madly seeking for something like an utopia. But I'm not sure. I hope you are not disturbed by my letters from Japan. Namiko. 70th Letter. Saturday, November 27, 1976. Dear Hubert, I received your letter, written between last Sunday and Monday. I wonder what made you think that everything is meaningless after coming home late at night from the city. Maybe glasses of beer made you a little bit sentimental, or, since many people tend to say what they really feel when drunk, it might be no wonder that you said that everything is meaningless, then. At night, I myself often feel everything vain, and ask myself if I have done anything worthwhile during the day. You seem to decide to keep going on in Holland. But one thing that worries me is that you can't be interested in the subject. You may not be able to change your subject anymore, but I think a subject is very important. If you have to stick to it, by all means, why don't you try to find any interesting aspect in the field? If you can't like the whole, I think, you can, at least, like a part of it. Otherwise, it will be completely meaningless. To pursue the thing you don't like at all is a waste of precious time. Just as you once said, that my pessimistic nature won't be changed till I die, so, I think, your nature of wandering, repeating trial and error, won't be changed, either. But to have a good direction, or not, is another matter. Maybe, you, unfortunately, so talented in various fields, that it is quite difficult for you to devote yourself to only one field. Once, you said, that you are German, mentally, then it seems, that you could make your present subject a little more interesting, anyhow. I hope, you can do it. As for people, since you look like a very hospitable person to my eyes, it's a little hard to imagine that you feel people troublesome. But at least, you have a couple of, or more bosom friends, and between these friends, and you, you can develop a more valuable relationship. It's natural that you can change the way in which you contact people, depending on people. I myself still fear people, quite vaguely. I really came to feel nowadays that so many people are going to die without doing anything meaningful, at least absolutely or objectively. However hard they think they've lived, it's almost nothing in the light of the human history. How sad the human fate is. According to T.S. Eliot, there are only birth, copulation, and death. But I don't see any sense in the preservation of race. But, anyway, I'm trying to find what seems to me a very important thing in life. Namiko. This was the 12th episode of the epistolary novel, A Japanese Dream in 79 Letters, by Martin Glimmon. The text was read to you by a machine and therefore some mispronunciation may have occurred here and there. And as I mentioned earlier, in the intro, it also may have happened that there were some errors in the construction of sentences, or some imperfection in the use of the correct vocabulary. I hope it did not disturb you too much. Thank you for listening and goodbye.